Iron Maiden has become a name that is recognized throughout the world. They are one of the most famous and iconic heavy metal bands in the history of the genre. The bassist, Steve Harris, started the band in 1975 at the age of 19 in East London. Their first show, on May 1, 1976, for which 8 people were present in the audience, was basically a disaster. That's a common story for most bands. It's hard to keep a band together, and Maiden went through a lot of members since the beginning, mostly in the 70s. But they played and played in clubs around London and built up an impressive fan base and finally received support from a record label in 1979. In 1980, they released their first album called Iron Maiden. If you look at and listen to this album, you'll understand what made the band unique in the 80s. First, the music's sound and composition were original, exciting, and blistered the imagination, in a good way. The second thing is the monster-looking figure on the album cover that grabs your attention. This figure, called Eddie, has been on every Iron Maiden album cover in one form or another, and has been responsible probably for just as many sales as the music has. People all over the world, not knowing anything about the band, have seen the album covers and thought, "Wow, this has to be amazing." And then they bought it and discovered that it indeed was. Since that first show in 1976, Iron Maiden has played nearly 3,000 shows all over the world. They are still putting out albums and doing world tours to this day, and they're all nearing the age of 70. It's crazy. This year, there will be a series on Netflix about the 50-year history so far of the overwhelmingly successful career of this incredible band.